This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted on Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he likely has enough votes to secure an acquittal. The U.S. House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the former president over the question of whether he incited insurrection in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol building. The vote was 55 to 45 in favor of proceeding with a trial, but only five Republicans joined all 50 Democrats. A two-thirds vote of the Senate is required for conviction, meaning at least 17 Republicans would have to side with the Democrats in order to convict Mr. Trump of incitement to insurrection. The trial starts in earnest February 9th, giving the former president time to assemble his legal team. If Trump were to be convicted, a separate, simple majority vote could bar Trump from ever holding public office again. President Joe Biden told CNN on Monday he supports holding the trial, but he does not think enough Republicans will vote against Mr. Trump for a conviction. The top federal prosecutor investigating this January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol said Tuesday he expects indictments will be handed down as soon as this week as the FBI works to track down more than 400 suspects in the sprawling investigation. Acting U.S. Attorney General Michael Sherwin told reporters Tuesday that more than 135 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, which left five people dead and sent members of Congress rushing for their lives. To date, only a handful of indictments have been returned against the more than 100 people charged with a range of crimes, from minor trespassing offenses to more serious allegations such as assault on police officers and conspiracy charges. You can keep up with that story and all the stories we're following.